time alone with God. We'll study His Word for ways to help you enjoy a more intimate relationship with Jesus Christ.
You're listening to the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Richard Pope with my wife, Pastor Lucy Pope, from the Word of Truth International Ministries Incorporated. We're so grateful that you decided to join us today, and we know the Lord has a blessing just for you.
Greetings. We greet you in the matchless and mighty name of Jesus, and it's just a blessing to be alive on this morning. We just thank God for another day. I mean, the sun is peeking over the horizon. It's not too hot, but we still have the use and activity of our limbs, and God has breathed His breath, the Ruach. He's breathed His breath in our bodies again, like He did Adam, and we are still living, huh? We're still living. We have these bodies, and we have a soul, and we are spiritual beings having a natural experience, and we just thank God for another day. All those that are under the sound of my voice, don't take it by happenstance, that by chance that you tuned in this morning. It's an appointed time. It's a Kairos time, God's appointed time, that a word will be delivered just for you. And we don't know who, we don't know where, we don't know how, but God has a way of His word reaching the uttermost parts of the world, of the globe, and doing just what it's supposed to do. Because in the Bible, it says that God sent His word and He healed them. And the word is able to save the very souls of man. It's able, the engrafted word of God is able to save our souls. So that's powerful. But because the Bible says that the word of God is quick and powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. So that's serious. That's like laser. That word is Jesus. Jesus is the word. So in the beginning was the word. And before we were on this earth, we were in Jesus. So that's amazing when you think about it, because we were already connected. We were already with Him, because He told Jeremiah that before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew you. So that means He already knew us before we was formed in our mother's womb. And before there was an earth, He already knew us, because he's the beginning and the end. He's Alpha and Omega. So He knows it all. He knows the end from the beginning. So that's the God that we serve. And we just thank God this morning for another day, which means that we still have work to do. There's still an assignment that needs to be complete, because we was able to open our eyes on this morning. It's not nothing that we did, that we're not worthy, but it's His grace and His mercy and His plan and purpose for our lives. There's souls hanging in the balance that we need to lead to Jesus. We need to point them to Jesus, because He's the only one that can save them. And as we see time is winding up. We see things in this world that are so crazy, that it's upside down, inside out. It's just a mess. And ain't nobody gonna be able to fix it but Jesus. Jesus is the only one that can fix it. He's the only one that can solve our problems. He's the only one that we need to lean on in times like these. We need a Savior, and that is Jesus Christ, the Lamb, the spotless Lamb that was sacrificed for us before the foundations of the world. That's why I say you can't catch God off kilter, because He's always on point. Don't nothing catch Him off guard. God knows and sees everything. So what you think you're doing in the secret confines, God sees it. So you can't pull one over on God. You can pull one over on man and woman and kids, but you can't pull one over on God. So we need to be mindful that God is still in control. He's on the throne. He's watching everything that we do. And He has us here for a purpose. We were created. He created us to worship Him. So we come to worship Him, because the worship is for God. The word is for us. But worship is for God. That's how we show our love to God, when we worship him. So let us go before the throne of grace. Most gracious and eternal Father, we just thank you right now for another day's journey, Lord God. We bless you and magnify you, God. We lift you up because you said in your word that if you be lifted up, Lord Jesus, that you would do the drawing. We can't lead men to ourselves, but we have to lead them to you. So we lift you up this morning, Lord, because you're worthy. You are worthy. You are able, God. Oh, we just thank you right now for the sacrifice on the cross, the shed blood on Calvary's cross, on Golgotha Hill, the place of a skull, that you laid down your life and you picked it back up again for us. That you paid the sin debt that we could not pay. We thank you, Lord, that we are now yours. We're now yours. We're your brothers and sisters, Jesus. And we thank you that God is our Father. And we want to be with you when it's all said and done. Lord, we don't want to miss that train. Lord, so help us. Help us, Lord. Increase our faith, Lord Jesus. Teach us your word. Engrave it in our hearts. Hide it in our hearts. Let it flow out of our mouth like rivers. Let rivers of living water flow from our belly. Holy Spirit, have your way. As this word go over the airwaves, let it fall on the fertile soils of the hearts of your people. Germinate, come to life, and bear much fruit. Father, we thank you right now because we know that you'll know the tree by the fruit it bears. Lord, and we're going to deal with that this morning, that fruit, the fruits of the Spirit. Oh, Lord, we just thank you right now, God. We thank you for everyone that's under the sound of my voice. Touch them, Lord God. You know every need, every circumstance, Father, every trial, every tribulation. Lord, but we know that you said be of good cheer because you've already overcome the world and everything that it brings that would challenge us in this walk. Lord, we just thank you right now that your word will go down in the creeps and crevices of every home, every vehicle, every workplace, everywhere on this earth, Lord God, and it will do what you sent it out to do, and it will not return to you void. We thank you right now, Lord God, for all those that are going through right now, Lord, that are being encouraged by your word, Lord God, that the Holy Spirit is leading them and guiding them, letting them know that you never fail and you never sleep nor slumber, but you're always on the job. And Jesus is always pleading our case. He's always there making intercessory for us at the right hand of the Father. And we just thank you this morning, Jesus, for pleading our case, Lord God, even when the enemy comes to bring accusations against us, that you're there standing in the gap for us. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, and we bless you and we magnify you this morning. Lord, we thank you right now for what you're doing in this season. Lord, don't do it without us. Let us be a part of what you're doing in this season. Lord, we thank you right now for the owners of this radio station, the technicians, the men and women who make it happen, that the word of God will go over the airwaves, Lord God. We thank you for the songs that come across the airwaves, Lord, lifting up your name, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for the men and women who come through preaching, teaching, ministering, Lord God, prophesying in your name, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord, that you will continue to anoint, Father God, continue to build up where they're torn down, prop them up where they're leaning. Lord God, we thank you right now that you are a present help in a time of trouble. Father God, that your name is a strong tower and the righteous run in and they are safe, Lord God. We just thank you right now for what you're doing, Lord God. Just have your way right now. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. We thank God for another opportunity to break the bread of life, because this word is what's going to keep us. It's what's going to sustain us. It feeds our spirit man, our spirit woman. So we just thank God for the word today. Today we're still in Galatians 5, and I'm gonna read from Galatians 5 and 19 to 23. There's a lot of meat on that bone. I want to just cut it off with 20, 22 and 23, but it's a lot on there. So I'm reading from the King James, and then I'm gonna expound a little bit from the Amplified. And it reads as thus. Now, the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. So the Apostle Paul is still appealing to the church at Galatia. Those who have believed and who have been tricked by the false teachers. And last week we talked about the leaven and how the false teachers had come in and put words in the Apostle Paul's mouth, saying that he was preaching that you had to be circumcised. And he was telling them, look, I never preached that. And you know I never preached that, but they're imposters. They're coming with falsehoods. They're lying. And a liar cannot tarry in the presence of the Lord. So these people are coming to distract, to hinder, to delay the word of God from going forth because they'd already received the gospel. And that's why in this time that we live in, we have to be mindful. We can't be led astray by every wind and doctrine that come and tossed to and fro with every wind, because that man, that woman can't expect to get nothing from God because you're unstable in all your ways. We have to stand on this firm foundation, which is the word of God. The word of God is a firm foundation. That's why Jesus told Peter, upon this rock, I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell, the governments of hell, the wickedness in high places shall not prevail against the body, against the kingdom of God. We have that authority in the name of Jesus by the working of the Holy Spirit, strengthening us, giving us the power, giving us the strength and the knowledge and the wisdom and the understanding to do what we need to do. We have the power. Those gates that of hell that won't prevail, those are government systems, spiritual wickedness in high places, set up systems that are set up to bring down and to hinder and to delay what God is doing in the earth realm through his word. Jesus already come and set the stage. So we have to be like Christ was. We have to walk like him, talk like him. So we can't be discouraged. We can't be hindered. If anyone come and preach it any other gospel, they are cursed, and we can't associate ourselves with them. We have to separate ourselves. We have to be ye separated from them that are not of God and that will not receive the word of God. We have to brush the dust off our feet. That's what he told the disciples when he sent them out. If they don't receive it, brush the dust off. But if they receive it, bless them. Bless their household and give them the gospel. Give them the word. So this is what he's steady telling them. Look, I got confidence that y'all going to turn this thing around because y'all already, the foundation, the seed has already been planted. The seed has already been planted. Now, some have been watering it, but then there's some weeds that have been planted in there. And there's some leaven that has been sprinkled in there. That's what he's telling them. And a little bit, we talked about that last week, a little bit of leaven, a little bit of sin, a little bit of compromise, corrupt the whole body, corrupt everything, corrupt the whole church. Because you can't be tricked by the enemy. Because a little bit of compromise, a little bit, oh, I'm going to do, ain't nobody see me, it's okay. You know, I'm going to do this time, but I ain't going to do it no more. Just that little bit. It'll compromise everything. It'll compromise your whole walk. Huh? It'll compromise your whole witness, your whole testimony. It'll compromise everything. And folk are watching us. They're being led by how we live our lives. Because I told you before that more is caught than is taught. People catch it because they see it. And it should be the opposite, but it's not. So we have to be mindful of folk are watching us. They're watching us. And he's telling them, look, the works of the flesh. This is what y'all doing with these false teachers. Y'all are in the works of the flesh. Y'all are walking, and it's manifest. Everyone can see it. And they're laughing at you, and they're saying, look, we know they wasn't for real. You know, and that's what they'll be saying about us if we don't stand up and be accounted as soldiers in the army of the Lord. Because we can't put our hands to the plow and turn back. Huh? We got to keep our eyes focused on the high prize, the calling of God in Christ Jesus. We got to keep our eyes, our minds, our hearts fixed on Jesus and his word and the assignment that is before us. And he's saying now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these. And he's giving them a whole list of adultery and fornication and uncleanliness and lasciviousness. All this unclean stuff that comes as a product of being away from Christ, being outside of the ark of safety. Because if you're not following Jesus, you're following that other fellow, the enemy, the devil, Satan, Slewfoot. You're following him. And we already know how it ends for him and that third of the angels, those demons that we're fighting right now. So their assignment is to take as many souls to a burning hell with them, the lake of fire. Hell was created for them, not for mankind, but it's enlarging daily because our hearts are hard and we're wicked. We're wicked and we want to do what we want to do in the flesh. This is what he's talking about. The flesh, the carnality, the natural man. That's why we have to be born again of the spirit. From above, we have to be born again to put us back in right standing where we were before the garden, before Adam messed up. Huh? Once Adam messed up, that took us out of the ark of safety. Huh? We were out of the family of God. So we have to be born again to get back in so we can be the righteousness of God in Christ. So this is how we get back in. He's telling them that idolatry, witchcraft, huh? And you do know that rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. So this idolatry, you got other gods, huh? You made your home your God, your spouse your God, your job your God, your money your God. You serving mammon, huh? You serving mammon. The love of money is the root of all evil. Money answers everything, but it's a tool. We use it. We use it for ministry. We use it to upbuild the kingdom. We use it to survive. We use it to live. But the love of it, and if you serving mammon, you love money, you serving mammon. You're not serving Jesus. Huh? You're not serving the God of the Bible. So this is what he's telling them. Look, y'all need to turn. I got confidence that y'all are going to turn because the seed has already been planted. And it's lack fertilized and it's lack watering because y'all have started to turn and do other things. You're listening. You gave an ear to the devil. And he's trying to sidetrack you because he knows that when we realize whose we are and who we are in Christ Jesus, that the enemy has no power over us. He only has power over you when you open your mouth and give it to him, and when you're not following Christ, when you're not in the ark of safety. So when you in the world, you fair game for the enemy. You fair game because you're following him, because you're doing the works of the flesh. You're doing the works of the flesh. And 18 said, but if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. So this is what he's telling them. You can't be under the law because you can't keep the law. But if you're under the Spirit, Jesus has come with grace and mercy. And we are to be under the Spirit. We are to be led by the Spirit, but we have to be born again of the Spirit. Born again, so we are led by the Spirit. So we're not dealing with wrath and strife and seditions and heresies, envious, murder, drunkenness, reveling. It says, and such like of the which I tell you before. I've already told y'all this before. This ain't nothing new. I'm sounding like a broken record. This is what the Apostle Paul is telling him. You already have the gospel. Jesus came. He lived. He was born of a virgin. He lived. He healed. He delivered. He set free. He died. He was raised again. You already have the foundation. You already have the gospel. What I'm telling y'all is turn. Turn from your wicked ways. Huh? Turn. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles 7 and 14 that if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. I will hear from heaven. I will hear their prayers. Huh? I will hear their prayers and forgive their sins. It's a sin problem. And will heal their land. But we have to turn. And this is what he's telling them. Look, I've been your spiritual father. I've led you to Jesus. I've led you to Jesus. So why would you turn and follow another? Why would you turn and follow another and fall into all this carnality, all this works of the flesh? Huh? He said, as I've also told you in time past. Yeah, this is nothing new. So y'all start messing up from the beginning. They creeped in. They gave you another gospel. They start putting words in my mouth. And you fell for it. You took the bait. You were bamboozled, hoodwinked. You fell for it. So it's not too late. Long as there's still breath in your body and the blood is still running warm through your veins, you still have a chance. You still have a chance. You still have an opportunity to turn. Turn, repent. Turn, repent. Repent means to turn. You're not going in that direction no more. You're going in this direction. You got your eyes on the prize, which is the high calling of God. You put all that aside. He said, and I told you in time past that they which do such things, y'all are lining yourself up with the devil and those fallen angels. You're lining yourself up to be an eternal resident in a burning hell. Absent from God. Absent from Jesus. Absent from the Holy Spirit. In a burning hell. Tormented. 24/7. No relief. Just think about that. That's a serious price to pay for a little bit of what we call fun here on this earth. But sin is not fun. Sin is not fun because when sin is fully mature, when sin has fully come to maturation, fully matured, it brings on death. So you might think you're having fun doing whatever you want to do, doing everything you're big enough to do. But there's going to be a time of reckoning. You're going to have to give an account for everything you do in this body. So it would behoove us to be mindful of a God that's watching everything. He's watching everything. And just because you don't believe it, don't make it so. Just because you don't believe that God is going to judge, don't make it so. So wake up right now. Wake up. Turn. 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 Salvation is right now. Turn. Receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior right now. At the end of this program, you're going to hear me lead you in the sinner's prayer, the prayer of salvation. Just repeat after me and believe. Believe and thank the Lord for coming into your life, for saving your soul. Because this is what the apostle is telling him. And he's like, look, we've been down this road before, and y'all like them stiff necks, them stiff necked children of Israel. They keep coming to God, they keep coming to God, they keep coming to God. And every time God help them out, every time he answers their prayers, they turn and do the same thing again. Stiff-necked, rebellious, walking in witchcraft. Walking in witchcraft. And this is what he's telling them. Before it's too late, turn, repent. Turn back to the Lord. Turn back to Jesus. Turn back to the Word. Turn back to the kingdom of God. Turn back to the body of Christ. He say that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. You can't get in. You can't get in. You're going to spend your eternity in a burning hell. You can't get in if you're doing all this stuff here. The works of the flesh. Works of the flesh. You living in the world. We are in the world, but we shouldn't be of the world. But you're living for the world. And the world, if you're a friend of the world, you're an enemy of God. So you're in the world. And this is all he's telling them. He's telling them, but look, but the fruit of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit is love. God is love. So in other words, if y'all want to inherit the kingdom of God, if y'all want to be with Jesus, y'all going to have to receive and accept the fruit of the Spirit. And if you're walking the way the world walking, you can't receive it. You can't inherit the kingdom of God. And you can't do that. You can't go on the broad and the wide. There's many, many times travel. And be on the straight and narrow at the same time. You can't be in both directions at the same time. Huh? Bitter and sweet can't come out the same mouth. Blessings and curses, you can't speak at the same time. So choose you this day whom you're going to follow. He said, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy. Not happiness, but joy. Joy. Joy is from the Lord, because joy is not like happiness. Happiness is what's happening. But you got the joy of the Lord. It's your strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength, because we got joy no matter what's going on. And peace and long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. That's the one right now. You got to have faith. It's the fruit of the Spirit. You got to have faith. It's impossible to please God without faith. So you got to have faith. Meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Can't nothing stop it. When you in Christ, when you walking in Christ, when you fulfilling the Spirit, when you walking in the Spirit and you're not fulfilling the lust of the flesh, then you can have all these fruits of the Spirit. You can walk in them and they will be displayed. People will see your joy, your peace, your love, your faith, and they will be encouraged. So just remember, until next time, walk by faith. We love you. We're praying for you. Keep the faith. Amen.
We pray that the word of truth has touched your heart and mind today. There may be someone under the sound of my voice that has not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, you know the life I've lived. Forgive me for my sins. I believe you died for my sins and was raised up on the third day. Thank you for saving me. Heaven rejoices over one that comes to repentance and receive Jesus. We encourage you to find a Bible-based church where you can continue to grow in the Word of God. If you would like to sow into this ministry, you can do so by Cash App, and that's $TWOT Ministries. Again, that's $TWOT Ministries, or P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Again, that is P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Until next time, this is Pastor Richard and Lucy Pope. We love you and we're praying for you. Amen. So I trust them at
all times. Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed is the name of the Lord. This is Cynthia West with For Such a Time as This. I declare that common sense is a wonderful thing. and we must